With the primary only a week away, 7 historically African-American churches in North Sarasota are trying to ensure their community will have a voice in the election. WUSF's Roberta Roldan was in Sarasota this weekend for the first ever Souls to the Polls. Welcome to Bethlehem.
This is a song that welcomes people to service at Bethlehem Bible Church, the oldest Baptist church in the historically black neighborhood of Newtown in North Sarasota. In his sermon, Reverend Patrick Miller says that this Sunday is a special celebration of the hard-earned right of African Americans to vote and the importance of exercising that right.
Also, I want to remind you, this is Souls to the Polls Sunday. Say amen, somebody.
Amen.
People died so that we would have this right.
Yes.
And I do not intend for their deaths to be in vain. Amen.
This week, Bethlehem Bible Church is Soul Central. It's the hub for getting souls from this congregation and 6 others to the polls. The effort is modeled after a grassroots program started in Charlotte, North Carolina, when the number of early voting days were reduced, including the Sunday before the election. Members of churches there felt it was suppressing the black vote. In Newtown, Souls to the Polls organizer Ellen Heath says that the community faced a similar struggle after their only early voting site in the neighborhood was closed for 6 years.
When you don't have any other than one poll open during early voting and you close that poll, that to us is an act of voter suppression.
Heath says community leaders flooded the elections office with phone calls this year, pressuring elections officials to reopen the North Sarasota Library for early voting. That was a driving force behind bringing Souls to the Polls to Sarasota.
It is a motivator for others to vote, you know, and that is they're provided with a polling place that's in their community.
After Sunday's church service, people filed out of the pews and into the parking lot.
Okay, the bus is leaving. Anybody want to get on the bus to pick up the people?
Sure.
Some people loaded up into the church bus, while others got into their own cars. The Soul Train hit the road. On the ride over, Helen Walker puts on her Andrew Gillum for Governor pin. Asked about her age, Walker won't say, but she says she wants to support a candidate who will protect healthcare programs supporting seniors.
Now, I have a nice insurance and everything. I'm going to know everything that got to do with the seniors and the elderly. You know, it's good. It's good. I don't want nobody, the government don't need to take it away from us.
Kunani Kekahuna, who brought her teenage daughters with her to vote, says that education was the issue at the forefront of her mind.
You know, I'm afraid that eventually it's going to get harder and harder and harder to find the educators for our children because you can't meet their needs.
Like Walker and most people on the bus, Kekahuna went into the library to vote for Gillum. She and others say it's because he understands the needs and experiences of working class people of color. A win for Gillum would also be historic. He'd be the first black governor of Florida. Those who voted went back to the church and shared a meal. There, Sarasota resident Edward James III urged them to get even more community members out to vote.
African Americans don't vote in the primaries. You know, I keep hearing that, and young people don't vote. That's what they think of you. That's what they think of you. It's time to prove them wrong.
Souls to the Polls organizers say Sunday's event was really just a test run for what they plan to do in the general election in November. In all, 96 people voted at the North Sarasota Library on Sunday, many of them arriving on the Soul Train. Roberta Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.